KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Jeremy Siegel. If you've read George Saunders, you probably know the author has this indescribable talent for creating incredibly vivid characters with strong voices. His critically acclaimed short stories like 10th of December have led many to call him one of the best writers of our time. His latest work, Lincoln and the Bardo, is set in a graveyard at the outset of the Civil War. The novel centers on Abraham Lincoln as he grieves for his son, who died of typhoid at the age of 11. Lincoln and the Bardo was also made into quite the audiobook, with an ensemble cast of more than 150 people. It features the voices of Nick Offerman, Julianne Moore, Keegan-Michael Key, and even Saunders himself. I sat down with George Saunders and began by asking him if he imagines what his characters' voices will sound like as he's writing.
Yeah, that's exactly how it's not. I don't say them out loud, but in the back of my throat, I can hear them, and I think that comes from when I was a kid in Chicago. That was one way you could get some credibility if you weren't an athlete, which I wasn't, and which if you weren't so popular, which I wasn't. If you could imitate a teacher, or the high water mark was if you could just invent a totally new guy, you know, like Dan from the River or something. So it became that was just for fun and for some status. And then many years later, after many years of me trying to be a more literary writer, it clicked that that was actually how I could do it. You know, just literally just settle into that mode of trying to invent a voice and then write along the way. So it's very much voice-driven for sure.
And the Bardo in Lincoln and the Bardo, it takes inspiration from essentially the Tibetan form of purgatory. I know it's a little bit different in your novel. How would you describe that to a listener who hasn't read the book but is curious of what the Bardo is?
The Bardo in the Tibetan is just transitional space. So this is the zone between the moment you die and the moment whatever happens next. And in the book, one of the sort of salient features is that you in that zone is you times 1,000, what you are right now. So whatever your thoughts and your habits and your prejudices and your fears are, those things get supersized and you have to deal with them.
What would be you 1,000 times right now?
Probably too much ambition and not enough love. That's really, you know, that's what I struggle with is I've always wanted to be a writer. I love it. And it's become a lot of fun. And yet it blocks out a lot of other things. So, you know, so probably I'd have a giant pen that I had to carry around all day and all night.
And in the 2016 election, you covered some of then candidate Trump's rallies. And one of them was here in San Jose. What's it like going from writing about Lincoln to writing about Trump?
Well, it was kind of a shock because your mind on novel, I found out, is really expansive and generous. And you kind of love all the characters, and your job is to get in there and basically give them voice, you know, very generously. And then to segue into the Trump campaign and the sort of necessary immersion in social media and TV and cable and all that, I just felt a kind of a sudden aggressive, agitated energy. I just wanted to be, I mean, I'm liberal left of Gandhi. I just wanted to be right and prove to those dummies that I was right. And it's not a pleasant state. I much prefer the novelistic one. So it was a shock. And then also, you know, the trajectory of that piece was, I first was in Arizona and I saw some Trump people beating up protesters. That was right in line with my natural allegiance. Then the San Jose rally was really pivotal because I saw the opposite. I saw this, for example, this 1 7-year-old woman get slapped to her knees by an anti-Trump person. So that kind of rounded out the picture for me. And instead of thinking, it made me realize that there was an energy that Trump was releasing that was infecting everybody. And that's been kind of my way of seeing it since.
When you're not writing about dead and living presidents, you live around here in Santa Cruz, at least part of the year. What do you like to do around there on weekends?
Well, we do real simple. We just go down. We have two dogs, so we take them down to the ocean and let them swim, basically. And my wife and I are both writers, and we're finding out we're both workaholics. So we really like to work, you know, and our kids are grown now, so we have a lot of time. So, we'll indulge by going up to Carmel or something, but mostly we're in our pajamas, passing in the hallway going, how's it going? Good.
George Saunders, the book is Lincoln and the Bardo, out in paperback now. So much fun talking to you.
You too. Thank you so much.
I'm Jeremy Siegel, KQED News.